Nathan Greenwalt's Old Sugar Distillery, located in downtown Madison, Wisconsin, pays homage to the state's history as a sugar beet producer. I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer. Come along and join Greenwalt in his Madison tasting room as he talks about his passion for producing handcrafted old sugar whiskey.
Hi, I'm Nathan Greenwalt with the Old Sugar Distillery. We're here in Madison making spirits from scratch every day of the week. Old sugar comes from a couple different things. Our first product was Old Sugar Factory Honey Liqueur, and it was named for a factory on Madison's east side about 2 miles from here that was operational during the early 1900s, from 1906 to 1924. And it was a factory that processed locally grown sugar beets into beet sugar. So early on when I wanted to do the distillery, I wanted to use this regional sugar that we have. Madison doesn't produce any beet sugar anymore, but it's still produced in the upper Midwest. I thought it was kind of a neat story, too, and it's a really cool building. And the building's no longer operational, but it's still there. They're trying to renovate it and turn it into a food facility where, you know, small food producers would be. So, yeah, that Old Sugar Factory, Honey Liqueur, is named for that factory, and the distillery was kind of named for that product since it was our first product. The intent was always to do, you know, mostly sugar-based spirits also, so it kind of makes sense in that regard too, Old Sugar Distillery.
Greenwalt's honey liqueur, made from Midwestern dark brown beet sugar, imports the flavor characteristics similar to rum.
The only difference is that rum has to be made from cane sugar. That's a federal regulation. We're using beet sugar, which is almost identical in flavor, but it's derived from these regional sugar beets. Our ouzo, we use the same sugar as our base for that. The ouzo kind of goes through a different production process, but the initial fermentation, everything is the same as it is with the honey liqueur. Same goes for the rum, except that we're using Hawaiian dark brown cane sugar for the rum. So dark brown sugar for all three of those products, but cane sugar for the rum and beet sugar for the honey liqueur and ouzo. I might as well mention now, that since I haven't mentioned it yet, the honey for the honey liqueur is added at the very end. It's not fermented, you know, and distilled, but it's added at the very end for flavor and sweetness.
Greenwalt's very own traditional whiskey is made using Wisconsin sorghum.
So most whiskeys are made from barley, wheat, rye, corn, and we're using just 100% sorghum. So it's very mild and mellow and smooth, I think. And some of that's just due to the ingredient. You know, the sorghum just makes for a very mild, mellow spirit. Some people almost think it tastes a little bit more like a rum because of the way it's processed. So unlike most whiskeys, which are made from the seed portion of the plant, we're using the whole plant. So the farmer that we buy it from is up in Elkhart Lake, a couple hours north of here. And he chops down the whole stalk. Sorghum's a tall grass. It grows about 10 feet tall. Presses the juice out of that plant and then boils that down into something that kind of looks like molasses. Kind of an important distinction. You know, molasses is a byproduct of sugarcane, you know, white sugar production, whereas the sorghum syrup is kind of the end goal of the sorghum crop. A lot of sorghum in the Midwest is grown and processed for like cattle feed, but we're using stuff that's grown for humans. It's not like a secondary product. We actually purchase about half the crop from this local farmer. And speaking of farmers, we make a few products from local grapes. We make a grappa, which is made just from the skins and stems of the grapes. We've got a good relationship with this vineyard owner, Dave Mitchell, who owns Mitchell Vineyard, which is between Oregon and Stoughton, just south of town. And so they save the grape skins and stems from when people come in and make white wine. They'll just take the juice with them. So they leave behind the skins and stems, and we actually collect that and we'll ferment it. All we really have to do is add a little bit of water and add some yeast, and it'll ferment up to maybe 5 or 6% alcohol, even though it's already been pressed once. Then we take that second wine, as it's called, and distill that, and that's what turns into the grappa. And the grappa is totally unaged, which is why it's clear. We also make a more traditional brandy from the whole grape. I'm using grapes from his vineyard. We purchased last year about half of his grapes, about 20,000 pounds. We make a more kind of traditional European-style brandy with that. Not too oaky. I'll get kind of more into that in a few minutes, but yeah, nice mellow brandy that's made from these French hybrid grapes primarily.
Greenwalt also produces a Concord grape liqueur,
which is essentially half Concord brandy, and the other half is the same base that we use for other liqueurs, that Midwestern dark brown beet sugar spirit. And then rather than sweetening it with sugar, liqueurs have to be sweetened, we're sweetening it with Concord juice, which kind of accentuates that fruity flavor. It looks like they're still making your flights, but you'll get to sample everything as soon as they're ready. As far as production goes, I'll get to this one at the very end. As far as production goes, all of the sugar-based spirits are, you know, start out pretty much the same. Essentially what we do is we use our still, this copper thing over here, and we use it as a boiler initially. So we're just using the bottom portion without the heads attached. And we heat up about 150 gallons of water, almost to boiling, and then we'll dump in that brown sugar or, you know, in the case of the whiskey, the sorghum syrup. And once we dump that in, we'll stir it up and get it dissolved in that hot water. And then from there, once it's dissolved, we'll pump it to our fermenters, which are in the other room, which I'll show you guys in a few minutes. Once there, we'll add more water to it and then add yeast, and it'll ferment at room temperature for about 2 weeks. It gets up to about 14% alcohol, so at that point you can kind of think of it as, you know, a sugar-based wine or beer. And then once it's done fermenting, we'll transfer it back to the still and assemble it like it is right now. In the case of the, you know, brandies or grape-based products, the process is exactly the same. So distillation is possible because alcohol has a lower boiling temperature than water. So when you heat up that 14% alcohol mixture, the alcohol boils off first. And the alcohol vapor makes its way up through the heads of the still, across that pipe to the condenser. The condenser has cold water constantly running through it, which cools that alcohol vapor down and condenses it, turns it back into liquid. And what comes out is about 140 proof on average. That's kind of simplifying things a little bit. So the very first stuff that comes out of the still with any distillation is called the heads, or can be called the foreshots. And that can contain a little bit of methanol, depending on what you're fermenting. It doesn't taste as good, and it's not as good for you. So we take about a half gallon with each distillation, you know, the very first half gallon that comes out, and we collect that. And we actually use it as a cleaning solution around the distillery. We use it on tables, glass, you know, as a sanitizer when we need to sanitize some fittings. It's pretty much a great all-purpose thing. It's about 160 proof, about 80% alcohol, so it's a good sterilizer. And then we'll continue, you know, running the still, of course. And the next stuff that comes out is called the hearts, and that's the highest quality portion of the distillate. We'll collect, with a typical batch, around 25 to 30 gallons of hearts. And that comes out around 140 proof on average. As the still is running, you know, more alcohol is being evaporated off. And so the proof that it's coming out will kind of continue to drop over the course of the distillation because, you know, water is being carried with it as it's boiling. So as you get, you know, further on through the process, the distiller has to make a kind of a judgment call when you make the next cut, which is between hearts and tails. With the tails, it comes out a little bit lower proof, and there's a lot of alcohol there that we don't want to waste, but it's not high enough quality to consume. So that will actually be redistilled with the next batch. Then rather than starting from 14% alcohol, you know, maybe we're starting from 18% because we've added, you know, 25 gallons of tails from the previous run to it, you know, and that those tails are maybe 50% alcohol, you know, about 100 proof. So with the whiskey, if you're tasting that one first, you'll taste, you know, caramel and butterscotch. Nathan Greenwalt with the Old Sugar Distillery.
Website.
OldSugarDistillery.com.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world.